Hello, this is The Way of Fairness. My name is Stephen Childs. I think the way of fairness is inevitable. It will work. If everybody can be shown what it is, and if we explain to them how we do it, it's inevitable. Because it's needed. The result of not having it happen is going to be catastrophe. And if the way of fairness does happen, these catastrophes that we're causing to ourselves won't happen. Say, for example, we have Putin and Russia. And if they were convinced this will work, then Putin would not be tried for war crimes. The war would be over. The poverty and the oppression in Russia would end. The people would receive fairness from the oligarchs in Russia. And they wouldn't be prosecuted. So all their money and all their power is diverted from their self-interest into the interest of the way of fairness, so that they're not tried for war crimes and other criminal activity. So they wouldn't have... The people would unite. The people would become powerful. But the people would be all the people. There would be no division, no faction. So it's an agreement for everyone to cooperate, to end the conflict, to end the greed. So there's an incentive for Putin to do this, so that he's not tried for war crimes. See, we understand that we've all been born into this unfairness. From the time we were born, it was unfair to us and our people and our family and our countries. So we're not sane. There's this unnatural conflict of unfairness that the other animals don't have it to the extent that humans have it, because of our weaponry and because of our ability to scheme and come up with ways to hurt people. You know, does that make sense? Like, we have the ability to cause great pain upon people because of our intelligence. We have the ability to do it. So we have a problem because of this. And we need to stop the unfairness. So the Ho'oponopono, I have a hard time saying that, the Hawaiian prayer, it really is an amazing, simple device to get you in touch with what we've been doing to each other. So, you know, all of us can feel that with our heart, with our emotion, with our compassion, empathy, where we care for other people. Some people are so damaged that they've been able to disconnect from having any concern for other people. They have a higher purpose that they can block out their compassion for others and their empathy for others so that their team can win. And the result is more and more scheming and more pain on everyone, and more warfare, and more families split apart, and more hatred. So this is why it's inevitable. because it's understandable and it will work. And we have the means to communicate this to everyone now. We never have had the way to do this before. There has been no way for world peace to happen until the situation developed to where it is now. So people that are in agreement to stop being unfair to other people, stop doing anybody wronging, and then you're forgiven and there's leniency, or there's no prosecution for people who join into this. So the government has to be in agreement with this idea as well. And our current system of law would become obsolete. So we would develop a means of law and order that is much better than what we have now. And the attorneys and the politicians they've got to be extremely frustrated with the way things are for them now, and experiencing a lot of hatred and betrayal from the other team and so forth. So there's a lot of problems that they have personally as a result of unfairness. And also, they're concerned with somebody finding some way to prosecute them and put them in prison. All of us are concerned with that somebody's going to do something and get us in trouble with the legal system. And so we're all insane from this predicament. See, it's not really anyone's fault. We were born into it. It developed on its own. So we can make this agreement work. And that's what I'm going to continue to work toward bringing this about. Have a great day.